This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. How will the Trump campaign change its strategy now that Donald Trump is a convicted felon?
The playbook for Trump remains the same. It doesn't really matter what exactly the verdict was going to be. The Trump campaign was going to fundraise off of this. He was going to use it as a rallying cry.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the Biden campaign, which is also strategizing.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean in to Trump's conviction?
ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on whether Trump can even vote in Florida, where he's registered.
Florida law defers to the place where the conviction occurred. The conviction occurred in New York, so New York law applies. And in New York, the only way you can't vote is if you are a felon currently serving time in prison. So it won't prevent him from voting.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. How badly will Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions hurt him with voters? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media, maybe not much.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
The Marquette poll from earlier this month suggests a possible 4-point bump for President Biden. The Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the local Enovino locations has closed its doors for good. Enovino Wanakee just opened in October 2022. Owners told the Wisconsin State Journal that the cost of just about everything has risen. Food, drinks, and most notably, labor. They say they just couldn't drum up enough business in Wanakee to cover those costs. Their last day in business was Tuesday. This is the time of year we see more turtles at Wisconsin beaches and lakes. This is nesting season for them. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay their eggs in shallow, buried nests for the next month or so, often along streets and in people's yards. The Department of Natural Resources asks that you be careful driving near swamps, lakes, and rivers. Car accidents are killing more and more of the state's turtles. If you spot a nest, there are ways you can help protect it, and you can report any turtle sightings on the DNR's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games, but since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback Michael Pratt, 7th-round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 78, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few showers, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, clouds, showers in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at usps.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Tune in Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. All 34 are felonies. Donald Trump has now been convicted of 34 different felony crimes by a jury of his peers in Manhattan.
Yeah, right there. Yes, yes, yes. Justice is coming, and so am I. And there he is, as I call him, my G-spot, Glenn Kirshner. Hi. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Steph.
What a day. You said you're there with Eric Swalwell. He tweeted, "The heroes of this story are the citizens who have bravely fought accountability against a ruthless dictator. They're E. Jean Carroll, Jessica Denson, yes, the redemption story of Michael Cohen, and many more. And most importantly, the jurors. We are not helpless. We the people." Right, Glenn? Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. You know, when I came to work every morning at the Department of Justice, I used to say, and maybe this sounded corny, but you know what? Today's a good day to do a little bit of justice. And yesterday, that New York jury did a whole lot of justice for the country. And what I've been saying all along, Steph, and I think it actually proved to be true, is that once these criminal cases move from Donald Trump trying them in the court of public opinion, where he can lie all day, every day, and there are no rules of evidence, no rules of procedure, and no rules of law, once they move into a courtroom proper, Donald Trump is done. And that jury, I'm sorry, convicted him in a New York minute. After several weeks of trial, they didn't need 2 full days to deliberate and announce guilty 34 times on 34 felony counts that were designed to, you know, help him unfairly win a presidential election. That, I mean, it really is the most important verdict in a criminal case, I believe, in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And it is a sign of things to come, because there are 3 more criminal cases ahead of him. He will be convicted in each and every one, and then we can talk about where he is going to end up for the rest of his life.
Interesting. Rachel Bitticoffer tweeted that. Now you know why Trump's judges, quote unquote, are working so hard to deny us trials on January 6th and classified documents before the election. This was supposed to be the hard case to prove. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, as I imagine you say in legal circles, a slam dunk. So Dino Badala tweeted, "I hope the Central Park Five take out an ad in the New York Times and call for Trump to get the maximum jail time possible." You know, I've been, not just because it makes me happy, but several legal experts, Glenn, have said they think he very well may get jail. I'm curious your take. I know some people disagree. It's a first-time offense. But lack of remorse, 12 violations of the gag order. Well, what do you think?
So only Judge Mershon knows for sure, and he probably may not even know himself yet, because what's happening right now is Donald Trump, and this is tweet, is being interviewed by a probation officer. So what's called a pre-sentence report can be generated and provided to Judge Mershon. Think about it. Usually judges don't know anything about the defendants over whose cases they preside. All they know is the evidence that gets introduced at trial. So the judges need a complete background investigation about the person they are, you know, undertaking to sentence. It's a very consequential decision how much time to give a particular offender once he or she is convicted of crimes. Now, we all know about Donald Trump's background, as does Judge Merchan. However, I am comforted that the normal procedures are being followed. Donald Trump is being interviewed by the probation office in New York. That report will be generated. And then Judge Merchan has an enormously consequential decision to make. Do I sentence him to a period of incarceration or not? I'm going to lay my bet, and you know $1 is my betting limit, not a high roller. I'm not a gambling man. I'm going to place my buck on Judge Merchan imposing some period of incarceration. And here's why. This endeavor that we have just been through, that the American people have been waiting for this verdict, having to endure Donald Trump's endless lies and then refusal to testify, because even though he promised the American people, I'm going to take the stand, I'm going to rock the mic, I'm going to testify, you can't stop me, he punked out, right? Mm-hmm. He couldn't even bring himself to defend himself in a court of law when given the opportunity. This entire endeavor we just have been through is all for naught if Judge Merchan sentences him to probation or home confinement. Probation is no kind of punishment, and it will not deter. One of the principles of sentencing is to deter others who might choose to follow this defendant's blueprint and commit felony crimes to gain unfair advantage in an election. Probation is no kind of punishment, but almost worse is home detention, because that is like sentencing Donald Trump to binge watch Netflix and order DoorDash. Not only is that not punishment, that's a vacation for Donald Trump. We can't send the signal that you can commit 34 felonies to corruptly try to win an election and get away unpunished and unscathed. I understand he's now a convicted felon. Technically, he will be once the sentencing is complete. That's when the conviction is entered. That's when you're a convicted felon. He has to be sentenced to incarceration. I believe the prosecutors, in their sentencing memo, which they will file, will ask for incarceration. I believe Judge Merchan will impose a period of incarceration.
Wow. I hope so. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, I no, you go first. Do other things come in, like the fact that he is an adjudicated rapist and business fraud? I mean, I know those are civil, but
everything is relevant. So in this pre-sentencing investigation and report that will be created and provided to Judge Merchan, it is a soup to nuts history of the offender. They will go into his prior criminal history. I think the findings of juries and judges in other cases, even if they're civil, I think those are relevant to sentencing, because one thing that the judge has to determine is whether this offender has any rehabilitative potential, and all of that is relevant on the question of rehabilitative potential. But they go into the family history, the educational history, if there's any, you know, substance abuse problems. I mean, it is really like, this is your life in preparation for this is your sentence.
Yeah. Trump sounds the alarm for Americans paying off porn stars. If this can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. Let that be a lesson to all of us, right, Glenn, who sleep with a porn star and pay them off.
It can happen to anyone who pays off porn stars and falsifies business records to gain unfair advantage in a presidential election. You bet that can happen to anyone.
So he posted a heavily edited video pledging to liberate America. That means he also claimed the November election will produce the real verdict. Okay. Yes, the next one. Trump can be heard pledging to liberate America from villains once and for all in what he calls the final battle. We will demolish the deep state, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, one of the things overshadowed now by the verdict is that, you know, Judge Merchan has been getting very serious death threats. I mean, I have to say, Glenn, one of my fears was the jury was going to acquit because they're scared to death to get killed by Trump's MAGA hordes, you know. And so, boy, do you have to applaud the courage of this judge and this jury, right? But, I mean, that still remains a fear, doesn't it?
I am concerned for the safety of everybody who is involved in the endeavor of holding Trump accountable for his crimes. But it really, at the end of the day, I don't want this to sound callous. It doesn't matter, because you cannot adjust the way you do prosecutorial business based on the fallout, based on how some folks might react to Donald Trump being held accountable for his crimes. So I am hoping they will all be safe, and I'm trusting they will all be safe. But this was a jury of Donald Trump's peers. And don't forget, Donald Trump's lawyers picked this jury. They were so happy that one of the members of the jury got all his news from Truth Social. They thought, we've already won. No, even Mr. Truth Social saw that the evidence proved you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and he took his oath as a juror seriously. Yeah. So this is a really good day for the rule of law. Unfortunately, Seth, the byproduct is the only way Donald Trump will now have to attack this result is to continue to undermine the public's confidence in our institutions of government, in the rule of law, and that is an unfortunate byproduct of this conviction.
Speaking of unfortunate, I don't know if you watched any Fox News or heard any Republicans yesterday, but what a sad day in that way. You know, un-American is the only, you know, word I can, I mean, just completely denigrating the judicial system. Who is this guy? One attorney representing Trump in the criminal case said that the Trump may pursue a malicious prosecution lawsuit against Alvin Bragg. These are just the sorest losers in the history of the world. He said, I think the case for malicious prosecution is extraordinarily strong. This is not a case that would have been brought against any defendant not named Donald Trump. They keep saying that. And as Norm Eisen said, this is the strongest fraudulent business practices case in the history of New York, right? This is why it's 34 felonies.
And it's probably the weakest or most challenging of his four criminal prosecutions that were brought against him. This was the tougher one to prove in many ways. The next three, you know, you're going to get a guilty verdict in even less time than the New York jury delivered its guilty verdict. And Donald Trump will be prosecuted in all of those cases. You know, I'm not a guy who watches polls. I'm not a political pundit or expert. But I'll tell you, when I saw the poll of Republican voters who were Trump supporters that said something like 20% of them said if he's convicted of felonies, I won't vote for him. His support continues to peel away, and I don't think, you know, I am at ease with what's going to happen in November, because I do not believe he's going to be elected, and I think this is further evidence in support of that conclusion.
Yeah. So, obviously, the whole case about cheating, every case about Trump is about cheating in some way, right? So not surprising his lawyer tried to cheat. You tweeted, sadly, Trump lawyer Todd Blanch stooped to his client's level in properly telling the jury not to send Trump to prison to mitigate this damage. Judge Merchan told the jury that was improper. This again proves the point. Everything Trump touches dies. I mean, it's just Todd Blanch knew you can't do that, right?
Of course he knew that. Every criminal litigator knows that first-year law students know it. He knew it. This was a knowing and intentional violation of the rules of ethics. And, you know, it's like a dagger through the heart of a criminal litigator when a judge turns to the jury and says, the defense attorney just did something improper. I'm instructing you to disregard it. That will color everything else that Todd Blanch urges those juries to believe that comes out of his mouth. But he blew it in opening statement, Steph, when he lied to the jury and said Donald Trump never had a sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels. The evidence proved that definitively to be a lie. And then the problem for the Todd Blanches of this sad endeavor is the jurors, every time Todd Blanch says, oh, believe me that he didn't know about hush payments. Oh, believe me that he didn't know about falsified business records. Oh, believe me when I say this was all to protect Melania's feelings. They, you know what the jurors are thinking to themselves? You've already lied to me in opening statements, sport. Why am I going to credit anything else you said? And now at the end of the trial, the judge just told us, you argued something improper to us yet. Bye-bye, Todd.
Yeah, and Melania's absence certainly backed that up. You said a conspiracy is a criminal agreement between two or more people to commit crimes. Trump's attorney just argued it doesn't matter if there was a conspiracy to win the election. Every campaign's a conspiracy to promote a candidate. This is false. He is gaslighting the jury. I mean, they keep going with this. I don't see what the crime is. What's the crime? I don't see what he did wrong. It's like I'm glad that we're not taking crazy pills when we watch this. And now their big thing is, oh, he's going to win on appeal. Glenn, what are his chances on appeal? Tell us what happens next.
Yeah, his chances are like Mr. Blutarski's grade point average in Animal House, 0.0. Those are his odds of winning on appeal, and I won't waste any more breath on it.
I'm not drunk, but fat and stupid is no way to go through life, is your point? Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Blutowski. So now July 11th is the sentencing, and the Republican National Convention starts July 15th. Is there anything that is going to delay the sentencing? What happens with appeals and yada yada?
Yeah, you know what I really look forward to, Steph? I look forward to Donald Trump acceptance speech when he's on that prison phone talking through plexiglass. I hereby, can you hear me through the plex? Hey, guard, give me another minute. I hereby accept. That's what I look for.
Are you doing a skit?
Steph.
You're doing a skit right now. Are you
I'm
getting ready for Boston
Thank
Sexy
I'll be
Liberal?
Here in Nashville all week. Please tip your waiters and waitresses. Thank you.
I love you, Glenn Kirshner. Yes. Thanks for doing this. We
love you.
You
back, Steph.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye, honey. Yay. Justice has done did come.
It has.
20
Yay.
Minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, oh boy, I'm super powered even without Morning Kick, but I just added it because I'm going to like levitate to the moon.
You are.
Yeah. It's lifty weighty day.
It is.
Yeah. My goal, Jody, is to get to weights where he doesn't scoff and mansplain and call them little girl weights.
They're pink.
Only one of them is pink. Okay. Only one set. That's for shoulders and things because that is my weak spot. I'm not very good. I just. Okay. My point is Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick helps me on my bike. I'm going to be walking the circumference of Seattle molesting monuments tomorrow. Powered by Morning Kick.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, 10 supplements in one in there. It's a waste of water if you're just hydrating with water. What the? You get water and...
Why bother with water?
Prebiotics, probiotics, superfoods for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements in there. I get ashwagandha. If you're searching for that extra boo... Oh, Jody just sang it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Try and keep the ashwagandha conch shell to a minimum.
Wow. Yeah. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m. I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I'm hot, sticky sweet, from my hand to my feet.
Nick Ayers tweeted, Kangaroo Court, Banana Republic, Bill Kristol said, jury of his peers, an exceptional nation. Glenn Kirshner said, yeah, hard time. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of us are right now. Yeah. Where's our right, our Rocky Mountain mic? Balls out of that vice. Mike, don't. Don, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Don, welcome.
Good morning, everybody. I turn 66 years old tomorrow, and I cannot think of a better present than 34 felonies, and I don't know how my family pulled this off, but you should thank them all, because this is a heck of a birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Jumping up and down, clicking my heels, and, you know, spitting nickels, and I got prosthetic knees, so that ain't easy to do. I don't want to hear that we can't celebrate this, okay?
Right.
I'm celebrating,
thank you.
We've had to deal with this Nimrod for how long? A decade now, being, you know, in our lives like a disease.
Yep.
So this is like a cure right now for us, but it's a temporary cure.
Yep.
And now I want to emphasize this. When anybody that doesn't support Joe Biden now, you need to look at them right in the eye and say, as an American, the best I deserve is a felon?
Thank you.
Really? That's Don, all you've got to offer me is a felon?
Thank you. Don, I am so with you. Do not say it's a sad day, blah, blah, blah. It is a happy day. It's a great day for America. John Fugelsang next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Miss Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Supreme Court Justice, the highest court of the land. He had an obligation to, I believe, recuse himself, but at a minimum to provide a response to members of Congress about his actions. And he really didn't do that. I mean, this letter is, it's ridiculous on so many levels to say, well, I didn't know about it. Then I tried to ask my wife to take it down, but she wouldn't take it down. But hey, by the way, none of that matters.
That would be Representative Pramila Jayapal, star of Stage Screen and Seattle Sexy Liberal tomorrow night. By the way, Dino has written Broke AF in Seattle. Stephen, I heard your caller Esther's plea. I'm here to mop up any extra ticket gravy with my broke-ass biscuit. My wife and I attended last time around. Now we have two kids and we're broke as... My wife says I can go if I get a ticket, please. I love to meet and grope you all. Love and love to Esther, too, Dino. And Laura wants it, too. Esther, if you're listening, write to me. We'll try and figure it out. But you know what? We've kept the tickets super low this time so that everybody can go get it.
We are here to save the world.
Welcome back, Seattle.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour heads to Seattle.
People of Seattle, listen to me!
Saturday, June 1st at the Moore Theater in Seattle.
Where is Seattle anyway?
Is it in Europe or some other dangerous place?
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know, I'm excited too because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out for petty, every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after this show. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour comes to Seattle. Saturday, June 1st at the Moore Theater. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yeah.
Get it. I looked. They start at like $26 to see this whole, just his package is worth more than that.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
Happy Felony Friday. Hi, John. Hi.
Say it all together, children. Say it all together. Ready?
You're guilty.
Guilty.
You're guilty.
Yeah, listen, I got to congratulate Donald Trump, because if you had asked me yesterday morning, I would have said there is no way this man can chase this N-word story away from the top of the headlines. And by God, he found a way by nightfall. That's an amazing president.
Nicely done. You tweeted, I admit, around count 26, it got funny.
I was watching very serious every count, and I wrote it down. Count 26 is when I went, ha! That was it. Up until then, I was very adult and professional. You guys, this is the first time an American president has been found guilty of a felony this year. Right. Can you believe it? First time all year. Alito's flying an upside-down Confederate flag at all of his houses, and it took all day to realize it was upside down because it's Confederate and they're stupid.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yes. We're all Alito's neighbors now, people. We're all Alito's neighbors.
All your threads. You said, I hate when the media stereotypes all convicted felons as being like Donald Trump. Unfair.
Look, I'm just saying, every time I have ever paid off a porn star to lie about having sex with me, every time I've done it while I was running for president, I reported the expense. I'm not like him.
By the way, because you're a liberal helper. You said at least now Trump can go back to Florida and be with his wife.
Isn't that nice? Oh, what a closing argument from Todd Blanche. Can we take a moment and just say how brilliant it was for Donald Trump's lawyer to say, Don't trust Michael Cohen because Donald Trump hires terrible liars to be his lawyer. What a great closing argument for counsel. And then Man Baby Trump says he has every opportunity to testify. Man Baby says he will testify.
Right.
Man Baby chooses not to testify. And then Man Baby with a full diaper says, I wasn't allowed to give my side of the blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, porn star.
Your Trump impression is morphing.
it's devolving. It's devolving. We're never gonna. We'll never know how many marriages have been saved by porn. But a porn star, they have just saved our democracy. That's all.
The other big story is this pathetic excuse for a party. Ted Cruz tweeted, this is a dark day for America, blah, blah, blah. And you just said, don't feel bad, Ted. Maybe Trump will attack your wife again, and that'll cheer you up.
Right, I mean, it could happen. It could happen. But these Republicans, I'm worried about them, Steph. They don't like law and order. And I'm worried that they're really upset about this. But I will say I'm very impressed. The Republican Party today has come out for criminal justice reform. And I never thought I would see it happen. But they are now arguing that convicted felons should get classified briefings. So you go, guys. You go.
What was I going to say? You know, I'm the Jimmy Kimmel who said we should replace the Supreme Court with these 12 jurors. Yeah. Right? But, you know, Senator Durbin said, Justice Alito's response clearly demonstrates why the Supreme Court needs an enforceable code of conduct. And Bruce Bartlett said, if only you knew someone who could hold hearings and sponsor legislation about this.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I mean, this should empower us, John, what happened yesterday. We, the people. You know, as Eric Swalwell and who was Tristan Snell mm-hmm. said, this is we the people. This is pressure from we yep. the people that this happened yesterday.
Look, let's remember, every time power goes back into the hands of citizens, look at Roe v. Wade. We've seen in every special election what happens. All this was yesterday was the first 12 people who got to vote in 2024 for president, because our election is not going to be between Trump and Biden. Our election is between Trump and not Trump. Our election is between everything Trump represents and something better and different. Our election is deciding if we want Trump to go back to the White House or to go to the big house. It's the ultimate reality show voting system. We should be able to do it on your phones. And that's how we got to sell it. Do you want to see Trump in jail or Trump in the White House?
Yeah.
I've already seen Trump in the White House. I don't need a repeat. I'll try the jail option this time.
Yeah, Al Franken said this is a great day because justice prevailed. Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts. A sad day because we have a former president who committed several crimes. If this had gotten out before the 16 election, if they hadn't paid off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, I believe we would have avoided a Trump presidency. The job is now to prevent another Trump presidency.
Can I take issue with that, by the way? Because yeah. I read that. I love Al.
Yeah.
It is not a sad day.
No,
because of
not for me.
No, it is a sad day. It's a sad day because ringers on the Supreme Court are not allowing this president to be held accountable yeah. for his crimes.
Yeah.
It's a sad day because a millionaire at birth defendant can get to hire his own judge who will slow walk the case in yeah. Florida. Those are reasons why it's a sad day. Yesterday was a happy day to see that we are a little bit less of a banana republic oligarch society. The Trumpers all think that they just won something because the verdict is going to help him win and help with the fundraiser, blah, blah, blah. It was so moving for people.
Yeah.
Because we've watched this guy commit tax fraud, insurance fraud, bank fraud, charity fraud, education fraud. We've seen him lie to investors, lie to his donors, not pay his contractors. We've seen this guy take 9/11 funds, demonize undocumented immigrants while he's hiring them. This guy has raped people. I remember him taking out his girlfriend to humiliate the mother of his children in front of the paparazzi every night. All the racism, the birtherism, the yeah. Central Park Five, and the 10 counts of obstruction in the Mueller report. He just glided by. Two impeachments. The Republicans let him skate. Yeah. He's always
Alvin Bragg put a lot of people to shame yesterday.
Yes. It's not just Alvin Bragg this year. Yeah. It's Alvin Bragg. It's Tish James.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's E. Jean Carroll. And I think it's so moving to see how moved people are. That finally yeah. we're seeing a little bit of accountability in
yeah.
the society.
As Glenn
because a
Kirshner,
lot of us are so gaslit, we thought it would never happen.
As Glenn Kirshner always says, someone had to take the maiden legal voyage, and yeah. we owe Alvin Bragg really a debt of gratitude. I mean, it comes down to what you said, you know, I can't control what my wife does with flags, but I can force your wife to be pregnant against her will. I mean, this is what we're up against, and this Christian nationalism. I picked out this story, and I knew you would be on it. Joni Ernst saying, by welcoming Gazan refugees into our homeland, Biden's on a fool's errand. And you said, nobody tell Joni Ernst about the New Testament or the Old Testament, because, boy, she's going to hate both of them. There's and someone else said, evangelical Christians hate it when progressive Catholics out-Jesus them. Right? I mean...
Look, you don't need to believe in anything. You can just use the Bible. You don't need to believe in the Bible as literal fact to use it against these flock-fleecing Pharisee frauds. But in the case of Joni Ernst, the only commandment in the entire Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, about immigration or borders or refugees is the commandment to welcome the stranger. In Leviticus, which the homophobe's favorite book, Jesus himself does it in Matthew 25. The commandment to welcome the stranger. They do not get to call themselves Christians when they violently legislate against what is in the Bible. And can I just say one thing about Alito, please?
Yes.
Look, my wife is fond of flags. She flies all the flags. She's a flag hag too. I get how it is. You people don't understand what it's like to be married to one of these flag hags. Leave Alito alone, okay? He didn't raise those insurrection flags on his flagpole. That was his wife. He had no say. He had no agency. He can't control it, okay? It's his flagpole, but he's lost his autonomy. Do you understand? He has no choice in what happened on his flagpole.
I see what you're
doing. It should be his flagpole, his choice, you monsters.
And that's why you go to sexyliberal.com immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Get the VIP package.
It's Pride
meet that in person.
He said flag.
Yeah. He did.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes,
sure.
I'm just thinking about Eric Bollert.
Yeah.
And Mojo Nixon. Yeah. And Midwin Charles.
Yeah.
And all of the wonderful progressive resistors who did so much to give me so much hope, who weren't there yesterday for the first of what will hopefully be many convictions. And I want to thank everybody who didn't make it this far to see Donald Trump be called a convicted felon at the beginning of every sentence.
Yeah, that's you gave me a tear in my eye. But yeah, I may not make it to the promised land with you. But you know what? They were all part of what built this moment. I mean, this was a we the people moment. By the way, so just one more Jesus thing. Someone named Jackson said, haters say to me, how could you as a pastor support Trump? My response is, how could I not support Trump as a pastor? And you said, look what can be achieved when you never, ever, ever actually read the Jesus parts. MAGA Christianity, using the gospel as toilet paper since 2015.
People should read that thread, because this guy claims to be a pastor for Trump, and he came after me all day, demanding petulantly to be on my show to debate me, because you're a beta, you're a beta. And I'm like, beta? Isn't that what Jesus called the meek, the beta?
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'll tell you what, man, you're being abusive to me on the internet. I'll put you on my show. Just tell me one actual teaching of Jesus, chapter and verse, Donald Trump has ever fought for.
Yeah,
and then you come on my show.
And then did you say who's going to inherit the earth now, bitch? Me.
Uh-huh.
Me.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. Could not do it. They have not read the Bible.
Speaking
of their camouflage.
Speaking of Martin Luther King, you know I have a dream. Chris, you remember my dream? Kansas City, sexy liberal.
Yep.
I want Harrison Butker to come debate you on Catholicism, on the Bible.
Love it. Anytime.
I challenge him right now to come debate John Fugelsang at Kansas City, sexy liberal.
I think there is an outside chance. That might happen.
Maybe someday. Could happen.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's kind of in the middle of the season, though, so maybe not.
Screw him. Okay. John also tweeted, Mark Burnett has a tape of Trump saying the N-word, but won't this Trump hurt Trump with the millions and millions of black people who the media tells me can't wait to vote for a racist?
that story. That story yesterday. I was like, the big debate over whether it's true, and the whole thing just shows how it's white racists who frame the whole debate about what racism is, you know?
Yeah.
This guy, the birtherism, the Central Park Five, the S-hole countries. Nixon indicted this guy and his dad for being too racist. I could go on all day. Charlottesville and the very fine people, and he loves the Confederacy. He was fired from his own reality show for being racist. But we now live in this dynamic where it's not officially racism unless a white person hears another white person say the N-word on tape. Like, we don't need to hear a tape of Trump saying the N-word to know he's racist. We have 50 years of hard evidence.
Yeah.
But the media keeps resetting the whole game, saying, oh, maybe this will be proof he's racism. And so that's why it just made me crazy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, sexyliberal.com. It is the only way to save not just democracy, but the world.
The world.
I'm wearing the merch. We have new merch. Sexyliberal.com. Chris Lavoie will be there. Representative Pramila Jayapal. John, I cannot wait to see you tomorrow night in Seattle.
I'm scheduled to be on MSNBC tonight with Stephanie Ruhle to hype up Seattle, and we'll see. Unless there's breaking conviction news, I'll see you guys tonight on MSNBC.
Sweet. Yay! You can cheat on me with another Stephanie, because you could yell out my name and no one will know, so... There you go.
You got me hooked on them. You got me hooked on the type, lady.
Okay. Love you. Love you. Goodbye. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Oh Cozy Earth. I always bring my extra sex ass soft pajamas because you never know. John Fugelsang gets a knock on the door in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, wrong room. Mm-hmm. Or is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh.
I used to be uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights. I'm just telling you, these are the most, not just softest, the most luxurious, the most temperature regulating.
Yeah.
They're crafted with viscose from bamboo. Who knew? Regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. You will sleep like a baby. Once you switch to Cozy Earth. Right now, my listeners get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. That's a lot of luxury. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter the promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. 100-night sleep trial. Come on. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM. In the follow-up survey, choose my show from the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Miller.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Big kid, too cool. I make my own rule. My style says what's up. Don't wanna ever grow up. We're gonna stand out. Break away from the crowd.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org, I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there
What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my morning kick. That's right.
No, I'm not
even sure how many shows we're into our 15 city tour. However,
11 billion.
I know I could not do it without my morning kick. Strawberry lemonade flavor, and I'm hydrating, right? Because you're flying, and sometimes it's, you're going to places you need to, you know, desert. We're going to all sorts of climates, Chris. My point is hydrate.
Yes.
But why just water? You can get 10 supplements in one. You can get a game changer right in there. Morning Kick, not your average drink. Powerful new formula. Helps support your joints, give you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And some of the most powerful anti-aging supplements out there.
Oh, yeah.
Super powering that big lie for since whatever my birth date is.
1904?
Right. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code. Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. Text me to apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code STEP.
Oh.
And now, back to the countdown. Okay, Sue in Rockville. Hello, how do you do?
Good morning, my chiffon is wet.
Yes, America's is as well.
Exactly. Listen, again, when you listen to all of these Republicans stumbling over each other, desperately lying, desperately trying to minimize and spear, you know, and spin 34 counts, ask, are they really protecting Trump or themselves?
Yeah, they're too far
there
ahead.
Putin has the answer. It's called compromise.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way these people aren't bending over backwards for this guy, okay? They know he's disloyal. They know he's a sociopath. They loathe him. Anyone who's worked for him loathes him. They all tell us after the fact.
Yep. Now a warning. Yeah. Maria Shriver said, let's remember here the jury acted with courage. Let's not forget justice was handed down. There'll be a lot of spinning, but nothing can change the fact he was found guilty on all 34 counts.
Right.
It is stunning to me the Republican Party cannot muster the courage to find a new standard bearer.
I know.
I just said this from day one. I just feel like this isn't anything can happen here. I we'll see, right? I mean, oh, my God, one of his former, who is it, that worked for him at Trump Organization said he's not a very healthy man.
No, he's not.
No.
The stress of this. What was I saying, Chris? It's a Flintstones background of his arteries, the legal system.
He's not healthy.
And politics. Yeah, he said the guilty verdict would put a strain on Trump's health as he's not a very healthy man. He got caught, you know, with his hand in the cookie jar, so to speak, so he's not happy.
Right.
I mean, we
should by all accounts yesterday, he was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
He's about to have his press conference in a few minutes.
Yes.
Oh, very exciting.
Norm Ornstein. We'll carry that live.
We won't be carrying that live.
No.
We won't be carrying that live.
No.
Here, I'll do it for you.
Switch
hunts, hoax, scam.
I'd honestly rather hear Frangela make fun of him.
Yeah.
That would be more better.
Right.
Norm Ornstein said, please, no reference to President Trump. It should be sex offender, convicted felon, insurrectionist, grifter, former President Donald Trump.
Yep.
Thank you. Brian Tyler Cohen, just last one. Joe Biden did not convict Donald Trump. The Democratic Party did not convict Donald Trump. No politician convicted Donald Trump. A jury of regular, everyday citizens who didn't ask for the job reviewed the evidence and convicted Donald Trump. As I was saying, at least one of which got their main source of news was Truth Social.
Right.
I mean, a lot of them, it was Wall Street Journal, which is a conservative paper. So a couple of them came from, you know, Upper East Side. Sure. You know, they were saying more conservative area. People right. generally tend to be wealthier and more conservative.
And these are people who can never go public.
Right.
Right.
You know, and, not to,
right.
if they don't
right.
want to.
They can't make money off of this. They can't write books or anything.
Right. Well, one, David, last one, I'm honestly surprised any one of these jurors could have hung the jury, gone public, been set for life as a right-wing media darling, yep. book deals, speaking circuits, position in a future Trump administration, whatever they wanted. But all 12 put public service over personal gain.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, jury. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
The verdict is in. I'll take you through each of the 34 charges in detail. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.